And there's the music that means we span the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where a 10-year-old boy saw a guy unloading furniture from a 2001 white Ford truck. As the guy went into an apartment building with the furniture, the 10-year-old boy took the keys out of the back door and got into the driver's seat and drove away. Although away is a relative term here. By away, I mean down the street into five parked cars. Some of the people in the neighborhood ran out and caught the kid before he could run away. Turns out it's not the first time he's gotten into trouble with the police. A little too young for arrest for his previous offenses. A woman who said her car was struck by the kid says she was taken aback. I mean, 10 years old, he's going to need some kind of help, she says. From my understanding, it's not the first time he's been in trouble. I want the boy's parents to pay my $500 insurance deductible. If it was my kid, I'd pay it. I'd pay it because it's wrong. Good luck with that. Now we go to Michigan State University, where a professor has been taken into protective custody after he took off all of his protective clothing. Actually, he took off all of his clothing except for his socks. Some people who were in this math class at Michigan State got online in the social media. One guy posted on Reddit, "My math teacher just stripped naked during class and was arrested. Go MSU!" Another one said, "I was in Calc 1 and my teacher was always pretty eccentric, but today he went overboard. Halfway through class, he started screaming at us, swearing left and right, then started slamming his hands on the window and pressing his face against it, still screaming. Eventually, he walked out and down the hallway to the end, all while screaming, then came back into the classroom and took off all his clothes except his socks. You know someone's crazy when they leave their socks on, LMAO. At this point, everyone in class ran out, literally scared for our lives. The police took 15 minutes to get there. During that time, the professor kept walking around screaming. And another student posted online, "As someone who is also in this class, I can confirm his eccentricity. He wore the same clothes every single day up until today, and his mind never seemed to be stable. Everyone in the class could probably have seen this coming from day one. It was just a matter of time before it happened." The school's counseling center says it's reached out to students who may have witnessed the incident. The university says, "We're going to take action," but hasn't announced exactly what that action will be. And finally, we go to Belleville, Illinois, where Kathleen Leach was a little upset that her boyfriend drank her beer and then left. So she called 911. "My boyfriend has just consumed my beer and a couple of others in a short time, and now he's driving around, and you should stop him," she told the cops. She gave the dispatcher information about the car he was driving so he could be picked up. Also told them that she'd had an altercation with him a couple days earlier and was upset that the cops hadn't arrested him then. So police went to the house, but left after telling her the 911 system is for emergencies only. "We'll look for your boyfriend, but unless we see him drinking and driving, we can't charge him with anything." Then she called a second time and complained that no one had come to help her. That's when the dispatcher asked her what the emergency was, and she refused to say, so officers went to the house again. This time she cursed and yelled at them, and I can tell you, police love that when you curse and yell at them. They arrested her for disorderly conduct, misuse of 911, and drunkenness. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today from the Big 550 KTRS.